Let me introduce you to these fellows, to the Moe. One name is Addy, the other is Moe. Addy's a dick and Moe's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows, to the Moe. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Moe's just fat. Addy's a dick and Moe's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Moe. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Moe.
Hi Moe.
Hey Addy, how are you?
I am fantastic, because as you may or may not be aware, there's a mania coming.
Golly gee, really?
A WrestleMania.
Really? Are you sure it isn't a WrestleFest?
No, there is a WrestleCon.
You don't remember WrestleFest? That was like the greatest game.
Oh, I remember the game with the big boss man.
Yes,
and Kurt Hennig. Earthquake and Kurt Hennig and Demolition.
Yeah. Demolition, but it was Crush, not
that's true.
Not Axe.
The big man from Kona, Hawaii.
Yeah, that's right.
He's
that's
dead now.
Actually, how many people in that game
I was just about to say, what do we got?
Like, you mentioned Earthquake, Boss Man, Hennig, Mr. Perfect, right?
Yep.
Crush.
Animal, or Hawk.
Hawk, yep.
Warrior.
Warrior.
Savage.
Savage is not in that game.
Andre.
Savage was in the game before, but he wasn't in that one. Andre is not in that game. He was in the one before.
Was
that was
the one with the Mega Powers?
Yeah, the Mega Powers one. This one he wasn't in.
Let's see. Jake is alive.
Jake is alive. Slaughter, like you say.
Animal.
Hogan.
Was Kerry Von Erich in that one? No.
No. No. DiBiase was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So them.
But still, like,
so half.
More than half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frightening.
It is frightening.
Frightening.
It is frightening.
Well, on that note.
On that note.
It's a great time.
It's a great day for WrestleMania.
Because, yeah, despite everything. And it was a pretty good Raw. But despite everything, I'm getting excited because we're getting close to WrestleMania and we're going to be there.
You know, you are going to be, or I, rather, you're more excited right now as we record this about WrestleMania than I am.
Well, I'm more excited because I found out there's an In-N-Out Burger in walking distance to the Marriott.
That's true. Woo! But you are currently more excited about WrestleMania than I am.
Okay.
I guarantee you. That when the when we see each other next on that Friday, I will be more excited about WrestleMania than you, and you know why. There's one reason why.
Why?
Because I am going to miss the go home show.
If this is how you go off the air, actually no. I mean, I fully expect the Lesnar Reigns thing to be tremendous next week because Lesnar's tremendous,
and Reigns has been good.
And Reigns was good this last Monday, and. Heyman is tremendous.
Reigns was good on SmackDown, too.
I didn't see SmackDown, but...
Well, whatever, the recap of SmackDown that I
saw.
Yeah,
the recap, he was fine, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, there is a little part of me that's going, man, it really feels like Heyman
and Roman
are... Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Raymond.
Yeah. We'll see.
Well,
man, it's
then they'd have to be baby faces, right? Because everybody loves Raymond.
No, I think Raymond, isn't that what you eat? Isn't that soup? Mm-hmm. Raymond noodles?
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Isn't that autistic guy? Raymond? Yeah.
I think it's a video game, isn't it? Raymond?
Raymond.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's like Tekken.
Yeah. Ubisoft, actually.
No, I don't.
Well, I hope you are for sharing a hotel room.
Well, all I know is that there's going to be some action at WrestleMania.
Uh-huh.
There might be some debuts at WrestleMania,
maybe.
Maybe
usually probably more likely than at the Raw the next night, which we'll also be at.
Maybe a return?
there will, I think Sheamus is probably a very strong likely that he's going to return.
Do you think he's going to be? Do you think he's going to come back?
I think he'll be back. I don't think he'll be in the Battle Royal. I think it'll be more like for an angle.
I will tell you though, he may return, but don't call it a comeback. He's been here for years.
Now that's LL Cool J. He'll be there.
Yes.
Yeah. He's going to be performing at WrestleMania. So there'll be two opportunities for a bathroom break.
What?
No, big this, NCIS Los Angeles fan.
This is the return. It has to be the return of Shelton Benjamin's mama.
Why?
To knock you out. Mm.
Because could be.
That's what mama said. Mama said.
Knock you out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But WrestleMania now, poised to be something like a phenomenon.
He'll be doing a WrestleMania rap. If he just does the rap that Run DMC did, I'll be the happiest fucking guy ever.
WrestleMania!
Like, I will be ecstatic if he does that. That'd be the greatest thing ever.
I want him to do the Linda McMahon's music WrestleMania rap.
That would be good too, yeah. If he does either one of those, I'll mark out for sure.
You know what actually would be...
Like, you know who else will? Matt Stryker.
Matt, he's marking out, man.
Yeah.
You know what I think would be great if all of a sudden it's, ladies and gentlemen, multi-platinum Grammy Award-winning artist, LL Cool J, and all of a sudden you hear, so, you think you're untouchable? And LL Cool J raps Word Life.
That would be great, too. I'd be totally into that.
None of that will happen.
It'd be interesting to see if he raps it better than Cena.
That's true.
It'd be great. It'd be great. Or he can rap the song that Cena did where he says, on that album where he says, don't fuck with me.
No. He needs to rap the rap that Christian and Tomko did at the Royal Rumble.
I don't remember it.
Oh, what was it?
It was good, I'm sure.
It was great.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
It was great.
Christian and Tomko were... Well, Christian was great then.
Yeah, so was Tomko.
Yeah, well, I was watching that 10 years ago. I was watching that New Year's Revolution. And that was like... He was like in the first match. It was them against Eugene and Steven Regal was the opening match for the tag titles. And I'm watching this. I'm like, fuck, does Christian look young?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy how young he looked. So, yeah. But then... And then after that, they had Lita versus Trish. And I'm like, wrestling was better in 2005. Just the Raw brand.
Wow. Wow.
I know. But it was great. Trish is sitting there. She's like, it's recapping their feud, right? And Trish has all the lines like, you know, you got to open your heart. Just like you opened your legs. It's great. And just, you know, you're looking a little chubby. You know, things like that because you're pregnant. And,
yeah.
And,
did you like that line?
When she comes out, you mean what?
Because you could relate to it.
I got a chubby when I saw Lita.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, so, she comes out at their wedding wearing white because you can't. It's great.
What you're saying is, it was like white underwear, wasn't it?
Hmm.
That she wore to Lita's wedding?
Pretty much, yeah. It's great.
So you got a chubby? Was it Ubisoft?
It wasn't Ubisoft. Huh. Yeah, it's a good name for a company that makes video games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ubisoft.
But yeah, so there's a WrestleMania. Should we go through our predictions?
Unless you know, they also make, you know what game Ubisoft makes? Ironically, Tomb Raider.
Hmm. Weird. Is this to
see you working? I see you trying. I see the gears spinning in your head. What? Like, how could I? What's my next line? What's my next joke?
Natural. Understand.
I gotta be able to come up with something Ubisoft Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider, I understand, is Jimmy Snuka's favorite video game.
Hmm? Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
Yeah, why is that? Because
They wanted to do an autopsy on Nancy Argentina.
No. No.
I understand that's true.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You want to give our predictions for WrestleMania?
Yes.
Pain. WrestleMania.
Pain.
First prediction, I predict LL Cool J.
Pain.
It will be painful. He's going to open, apparently.
Yes. They're getting all the big stars this year.
Yep.
You know, that's it. They only have room. They have only have limited room. They only got a 5-hour show or whatever it is.
Yeah, 6 hours, I believe. Two hours of the pre-show.
Yeah.
They are going to have all of the WrestleMania Todays from the fan access.
Yeah.
So
we'll watch those when we get back, but see if they're like as good as last year. But yeah, I mean, they're going to open with him, and so they didn't have room for Jon Stewart.
No. The money was all spent.
Yeah.
On LL Cool J.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
They do want to have a lot of scarecrows. They put
Remember who used LL Cool J's music, though?
Which one?
I'm Gonna Knock You Out. Remember whose theme song that was? Oh. Unfortunately, I don't think he'll be there.
Was it, what's his name? Chris Hero?
No. Oh. Samoa Joe.
Ah.
Samoa ROH. Joe. That's his music. That was his music.
Nice.
Was, I'm Gonna Knock You Out. Mom said knock. Yeah, that was his
music. No, I don't think he'll be there.
No, I know.
It's you know bad. Who's looking to be there by the summer, though?
Who?
The Briscoes.
Yes, yeah, they're really interested, though. They'll be in NXT first.
Yeah.
Again, as long as he doesn't tweet, as long as Jay doesn't stupidly now tweet another offensive comment.
Yeah.
It's good that they're getting another chance, though.
Like, yeah, it's good. They deserve another chance, for
yeah,
sure.
For sure. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I want to see them there. They'll be great. But it's weird because, like, as a team, they'll get over. Big
oh
time.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
just in NXT.
Yeah,
they would get over in the main roster. They're great.
They will be
great personas. Great, terrific wrestling, and very
fantastic members of the new Wyatt family.
Well, they'd be great. Yeah, is that too? Yeah. But the thing
I think
is,
they should call them that too. Let's put the word "new" on them because that always works.
That always works.
Yeah.
But the thing about them is that Jay is like a serious hardcore wrestler,
mm-hmm.
and Mark is like a comedy figure.
Right.
And that'll be interesting to see how that works, too, and how they fuck with that.
That's why they need to be in NXT.
Yeah.
You know, to clean that up a bit.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But, yeah, I mean, they're great.
Speaking of ROH, did you hear who the... And I didn't know this, but apparently they did. They must have done some sort of test, and they found who the... has the lowest IQ on the ROH roster. Like, I guess this would be considered the stupidest man. On the ROH roster. Did you hear about this?
Go ahead, I'm waiting for you.
It's Jimmy Jacobs. Hmm. Because Jimmy Jacobs now, a World Wrestling Federation writer.
Hmm?
Jimmy Jacobs. He's joined WWE. He's a writer.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The Jimmy Jacobs.
The Jimmy Jacobs.
The guy from the decade.
Not the Brian Kendrick, the Jimmy Jacobs.
The guy from the decade has joined them as a writer.
The guy from the decade and the other 17 groups.
Yeah.
The Age of the Fall.
Scum and Age of the Fall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, he's a WWE writer now. He just became a WWE writer. They figure that the gimmick is that they figure he's going to write in NXT. He's going to start in NXT. Because apparently they're going to do that for the writers now, too.
Seriously?
Yeah. He's going to start in NXT, and they figure if they're getting all these fucking ROH, Evolve, Dragon Gate, CZW fuckers in NXT, then he will have some expertise in writing for them.
I just thought that's... Okay, he was always talking about how he's been ROH and been there for so long, and he's... You know, that's why he's part of the decade, because he's been there, not left, and blah, blah, blah. And I mean, he's still a wrestler, and blah, blah, you know, and I don't know...
He's 31.
He's 31, yeah. I don't think he has any writing experience that I know about. No, I mean, the thing is, he came on at their pay-per-view here that they just did, and he did some guest commentary, and he was, like, the best commentator I've heard. Caprice Coleman. Like just like a guest commentator. Like, he was awesome. Unbelievable job. Like, building up the psychology of the match, but still putting both guys over and still being a heel.
Caprice,
like, he was great.
Caprice Coleman had experience as a commentator, though.
Did he?
He was on the big event?
No, that was Ernie Ladd.
Oh. I thought you said it was Coleman.
No?
Ladd?
But the point being that, Jimmy... So when I hear that about Jimmy Jacobs, how good he was there, I think he probably gets it enough that as a writer, he would be good there. And the other thing is, I guess it's Hunter again, because their whole thing was, we're not going to take anybody who knows anything about wrestling and make them a writer. We're going to find guys who know nothing so we can teach them what they need to know about our product.
Yeah.
Has been the thing. Even Hunter has backed that up in the past.
Yeah.
Though that might have just been the company line. If this is more his thing, basically a writer, and this is a booking guy, writer in NXT, is essentially a guy, I mean, they don't fully write out their scripts or anything there. There are more bullet points there. So this is him bringing in a guy who he thinks might be creative and has a wrestling background and knows about wrestling. That's a good ad.
Well,
I'm really happy for Jimmy Jacobs to get off the road and to stop beating his body up,
yeah.
Have a steady income, hopefully, and it's good for the WWE, too. Like, that's wicked. I'm surprised as hell. I hadn't heard that.
If you're talking about...
Where was that?
Huh?
Where'd you find that?
I got the phone call.
That's great, though.
Sources close to the situation, have said. But the other thing too is that if you are looking at possibly Samoa Joe and the Briscoes, and they're trying like fuck to get the Young Bucks,
they won't get them.
No, they won't. But
like, they might eventually. But as long as the Young Bucks are the number one act in independent wrestling,
yeah,
it's like, remember when Daniel Bryan left the WWE? Like when he got fired the first time for choking out what's his name, Shimoda, or whoever it was, or Roberts, was it Roberts? Justin Roberts who choked out?
Yes, yeah.
And they told him, sorry, we have to let you go. His answer was, that's great. No problem. Thanks, guys. They're like, you're not upset? He's like, why would I be upset? I was making more money on the independents.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to make more money than I made then.
Yeah.
Because I'll be on your TV. So, I mean, as long as the Young Bucks are making more money and have more creative control and fun,
yeah,
then they're not going. Well, eventually they might. But, yeah. That's okay. You don't need to show it to me, whatever it was, but it's all right. Let's move on here. WrestleMania.
There he is. Real name, Chris Scobile.
Okay.
So he finishes at the Redwood City show.
He'll
be at Mania, obviously.
No, that's good. That's good. Good for him, like I say. That's great. Yeah. Maybe he'll replace at WrestleMania. Maybe he'll replace Jey Uso, who's injured.
Maybe, yeah, Jey Uso with the big knee injury.
Yeah, he's going to be out a while.
Yeah.
There's no way, unless they do the whole thing where he never tags in. But, I mean, it sucks for Jimmy. Like, Jimmy's still got to get a spot. Who would you put in that spot? Like, I would just put Aaron Neville in as his tag team partner temporarily while Jey is gone, and just continue on with the match. Because there's nothing, like, Neville has nothing left to prove in NXT. And there's no feuds or anything going on for him.
Yeah.
And I think he'd be a good style fit there with one of the, any of the Usos, either the Usos.
The thing is that the Usos, I mean, while they're like Samoan, I just don't see what a Samoan has in common with Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, I know.
So.
I know. Well, maybe if you had watched the cartoon, you would have.
Maybe it could be the Mighty Mouse against Torito.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Be sure. Weird for Torito not to be the smallest guy in the ring.
That's true. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, that's what I would. What would you do
with the Usos?
And with Jimmy at WrestleMania, he deserves a spot. Like,
yeah, the Usos definitely deserve.
Well, I mean, he's the one who would be really, if his, like, the one guy can't go, he can't get paid, he can't whatever. The other guy shouldn't get fucked too.
Well, but here's the thing: how much? And this is again what we don't really. We don't really know, because this will be the first year where you're pretty much blanket network.
Yeah.
Last year it wasn't, right?
Yeah. It's enough that they're, whatever it is, there's a live gate, and they are on March 30th going to be announcing, yes, while we're down there, the network numbers. And they seem excited enough and promoting it enough. I think they're going to have a good
number. Confident enough that they're making this announcement now.
Now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I think they're going to have a really good number. A very good number for what they were. Like, they're going to have gone up to like 1.3, 1.4 million.
Yeah.
And we do, you're right, we don't know, but the fact is that whatever WrestleMania still means enough financially and whatever, that they're trying to get everybody the payday.
Because
when they're going well, that's what they always did. They're always like, okay, let's get everybody the payday
for Mania. Okay, here's the question. Yeah, get to the pay window, if you will. Two points with it. There's two ways you could go. If you just want to make it a three-way, and you the Uso in the fucking Battle Royal.
Yeah, you could do that.
He gets paid the same.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
If you want to...
But that takes away a spot from somebody else who okay. who's going to get it.
If you want to have...
Right? This, I'd rather add a spot.
What if Jimmy Uso...
To take away a spot.
What if Jimmy Uso... What if they don't... What if Jimmy Uso gets jumped in the back? Or coming out, and he gets paid the same.
Yeah, that's all right, I guess. But even then, that needs to lead to something, and if Jay's going to be out for a while...
It's by the Ascension.
But if Jay's going to be out for a while...
Yeah, beat the fuck out of Jimmy, and have them both be out for a while.
Yeah, the other guy still needs to get... Like, still needs to be paid
via
TVs and whatever. You could do the thing where he wrestles by himself, and he doesn't have a partner, and still gets paid. But he's there by himself. He thinks he can win it by himself.
With Trinity.
We've seen that before, too.
With the chick. Naomi.
Yeah.
Right?
But yeah, I mean, I put in Neville. I put in Neville, get him that payday.
Neville's fine.
He's deserved it.
Sure.
Yeah, and I can't think of a better guy to put in. Like, is nobody in NXT, I'm like, oh, that's the guy. No, fuck no.
Why?
Oh, no.
Swap a knee injury for a knee injury.
Well, Owens isn't a serious knee injury.
That's true.
I fully expect him at the NXT will be attending because we're not going to...
We got that coming up here at the NXT.
Yeah, we're not going to Vince Russo. We're going to go to the NXT.
We're going to go something instead. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go to something good. And he's not going to be wrestling, but I fully expect him there cutting a promo.
Russo?
Fuck. Owens.
Owens.
Kevin Owens. K.O.
K.O. See? Uso and KO, no, that doesn't do it.
It
for
does,
you.
But it's not. It doesn't make, he's the NXT champion. He's got a bunch of.
You got
he's
Jay,
got shits and shits.
Who's
loads
the one that's
of,
hurt?
Of,
Jimmy or Jay?
Jay is the one who's hurt. Jay.
So you got. So
I believe. I could be fucking it up the whole time.
You got Jimmy
it
O.
Doesn't matter.
You got Jimmy O. And A. Rye.
A. Rye is my favorite wrestler. Like, fuck, last week he was, like, he cut another unbelievable promo on the back about it was time to rage on in the backstage area. And then he came out and the crowd was going nuts for him. He had unbelievable babyface fire. And then he started wrestling.
Yeah.
And then he got beat down by CJ Parker for like 10 minutes.
I know.
And then he got
a babyface fiery comeback.
And I'm like, no, he should have just destroyed him, squashed him, and looked like a monster.
Yeah, a monster, exactly.
And I know they're trying to sell that he's got ring rust, but it didn't work.
No.
Like, the crowd was hot for him, and by the
fucked
end there,
up. Yeah.
They fucked that. It. And it's too bad, because everything had been so perfect until then. He was incredible. But again,
better finisher.
Is he a good seller? Probably not. Is he a good wrestler? You can't judge from that because he's selling the whole time.
But probably not.
But fuck, was he ever ripped?
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, was he?
He's
huge.
Been training at Cena's gym.
Yeah, I guess 6'4", 250. Like, well, maybe he's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great promo.
So we are going to the NXT
great
show.
Great that. Charisma
at the,
coming out.
San Jose State University Exhibition Center.
Yeah.
And tickets sold out.
Yeah.
Tickets sold out. Hottest ticket in town, folks.
Well, next to the Hall of Fame, I think it will be the hottest ticket in town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're going, and so that's our Friday.
Sleep or not, I'm going
to
be there.
But first we're going to WrestleCon.
Because they have at 3:30 in the morning.
WrestleCon.
I'm going to have like 2 hours sleep.
Yeah. You're going to be irritable, huh?
Well, and I'll be a bowel.
Huh. I'm going to have fun with that. But yeah, we got a WrestleCon in the morning of, for I believe, 9 to 5. I got the tickets right here, so I'll be able to tell you right now. WrestleCon, we are in session 1, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Is when we go to WrestleCon.
Yeah.
So.
We'll go right away, and then we'll come back and I'll have a nap. You guys will go get food.
Sort of. We'll be at WrestleCon. What time are you flying? We'll be around noon. We'll be at WrestleCon.
Yeah.
It's probably when we get there.
Yeah, so we'll be there for about 2-3 hours, and then I'll come back and I'll have a nap.
What?
Well, the fucking thing isn't until 10 p.m.
Right.
The NXT. So we have a lot of time to waste.
Yeah, and it's like, literally they showed it, and we just looked at Google Maps. It's a 12-minute walk.
Yeah. So, 20 for me.
Yeah.
But still.
But we're going to be in the United States of America. So,
metric conversion joke for minutes. I love it. Nice.
uh, American minutes.
I mean, 12.
It's like when I went to the bank today.
Oh, Christ, the Canadian dollar is killing me right now.
I know, when I went to the bank today,
wow, you found time to get to a bank today?
I know. I said, hey, Eddie, what would you like? And I said, I would like some of your American dollars.
Yes. I guess I should do it now, because the way it's going, wow, it's not going to bounce back, is it? It's going to keep going lower.
No, exactly.
It's like, holy crap. It's
fucking, yeah. It's I know, awful. I did it today. I just figured, fuck it.
Yeah.
I already lost $50 because I forgot to do it yesterday.
Exactly.
I looked it up as to what the conversion would be yesterday, and then never got around to being able to do it. And then,
I should have done it a week. A friend of mine kept on telling me, do it a week mm-hmm. ago. I'm like, it won't make any difference. It made a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then we go to NXT at 10 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
Probably about a 2.
Oh, and we still have some tickets to sell.
For WrestleMania. Anybody wants some. Mo at WeTalkPodcast.com.
Please, M-O. No E in my name.
Yeah, no E. No E. You be soft. No E.
No E. Well, you got to get the E out.
That's true. Because it hasn't been very E lately. Then we're going to Fan Access. We go to the WrestleCon.
WrestleCon.
And then we come back. And then
we have an app.
You have an app.
Probably 2, maybe 3, maybe 4 hours.
I'm bringing my iPad.
Could be 6 hours.
And I will be in the States, so I should be able to access the network.
It'll be interesting, actually. I know on my tablet, I can't access the network because I cannot get it to change my...
Yeah, to be American.
American.
So when we are American, I should be able to... When we're down in the States, we should be able to...
Theoretically.
Yeah.
Of course, now it has been added to Shaw here.
225 channel.
Yeah, yeah.
Check it out. I haven't checked it out.
Well, they aren't giving everything since I work for Shaw, cable service provider, internet provider.
Yes.
I get 50% off on everything.
Okay.
The only thing I've ever got being told I don't get a discount for is the WWE Network.
Huh.
There is no discount for this. Like every NFL, everybody else, discount. WWE Network, sorry, like everybody else, $11.99 here. I'm like, below me.
Yeah. Just,
you know.
Salvatore.
Yeah.
Below me.
Mm-hmm. Well, below there.
Below where? You know those farmers? What? The farmers? What? Are you ready? We're ready. I think I'm going to bomb a town. Get down. That's right. I am going to knock you out. Because my mama said to knock you up.
I don't know the lyrics to that song, honestly. You know what?
It is 2015.
Yeah.
LL Cool J. Fuck.
I don't know the lyrics to that song. You know the lyrics to that song? It's not Facts of Life there.
Yeah. Maybe LL Cool J can rap the theme song to the Facts of Life.
Yeah, I don't know many. I know I'll be there for... You know that one?
Jews.
It's St. Patrick's Day. Are you gonna?
Yeah, the day that we celebrate.
It's a new day.
It's the day we celebrate Pat Patterson driving the snakes out of Ireland.
Well, actually, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, but they still had green shakes at McDonald's.
They did.
Yeah.
Wow. So then we're gonna go to the Fan Access.
These five words, I swear to you.
Fan Access.
When we breathe. I want to be the air for you. I'll be there for you. I live and I'll die for you.
How do I turn this off?
We've been very musical on the show lately. We had the...
We do have a guest.
Oh, yeah?
You want me to get him on the line?
Sure.
We have Rusev's lawyer.
Jamie Noble?
On the line here. So I'll call him and...
Okay. Okay, go ahead and dial out. Long distance, you know. He's in Russia.
I like how you're actually pointing, like you're pressing buttons.
It's not a visual
podcast. On 1987's favorite phone.
It's not a visual podcast.
Ring.
You know, in Russia,
phones ring you.
Oh, Hello?
Hello? Hey, hello? Hey, hi? Hello? Good golly, hi?
Sorry, I called the wrong number. I was looking for a Russian lawyer.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
What?
I'm a Russian lawyer.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. My name is, let me see. It's Alexei Lawyerevsky.
Alexei Lawyerevsky.
Oh, good golly, yeah.
Good golly.
Good golly. I practice law in Russia. Yeah, I do. I represent Rusev.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about Glasnost?
It's wonderful. You know, I know a guy. You know, I helped him here. We got his Glasnost repaired.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. You'd have to call me.
And what's better, Central Park or Gorky Park?
Now, what's this now?
Central Park or Gorky Park? Gonna make a decision here.
I'm gonna have to go Quirky Park there. Yeah, yeah, I like Quirky Park.
Yeah.
No, it's not, I'm Russian, you know.
Quirky Park is not, that's not where we're staying. That is, where is it? Have you heard where Pat Patterson's staying? I heard you're gonna sue him.
I'm gonna sue.
We find him in San Francisco.
I was told him I was gonna sue the pants off him, and he was fine with that.
Okay, you sound very. Are you okay there? You gonna go eat some borscht? Or
I'm just fine. I'm
pierogies, borscht.
Ooh, yeah, I love me
grits.
I love me some perestroika is what I like me there. Yeah, I'm Russian, and I represent Rusev. I gotta go. I got a bar mitzvah I gotta go to. Woo! All right, we'll see you later, damn Mo.
I'll see ya.
Alexei,
the Russian lawyer. Alexei. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Here's my story about a guy who I met about Russian guys I met. I was working for my dad. I was a teenager. I was like 16 or whatever, 17. He was building houses and stuff like that. And we were downstairs. Okay. He was renovating a basement in this place, right?
Okay.
All right, so we're downstairs and...
Down where?
And downstairs. And there. And guy, he's not too old, he's like late 20s, he's a plumber, right? But he's got a couple jobs, so he's hired some guys as an assistant, he's told them what to do. And I'm there, my dad has left, he's going off and doing some paperwork or doing something, and I'm like moving around a bunch of like lumber and shit. And then there's two guys working for the 2x4s, and these two guys working for this plumber, right? And they're just off in the corner. I can't understand a damn thing they're saying. I'm just getting this, and I cannot understand a damn thing. I'm like...
Then they went, ooh-wee.
Well, no, I'm thinking to myself, they're Russian. And I'm like, oh, it's weird. I don't know. What can I talk to these Russians about? And then all of a sudden I pick out a word, fucking. And then I pick out another fucking. And I'm like, wait, but the swear words, I can tell they're speaking English.
They're talking about you.
And so I'm sitting there, I'm like, wait, they're speaking English. So I go over to them, I go, where are you from? And he looks at me, we're from Scotland, yeah. And their accent was so strong, I thought they were from Russia. So then the plumber dude comes downstairs.
T.L. Hopper.
Yeah, T.L. Hopper, and I think his name might have been T.L. Mm-hmm. And so he comes downstairs, and he's talking to them, right? And he's like, can you guys come in on Saturday? I'm sorry, laddie, we can't come in on a laddie. We're going to have a soccer match, I guess you call them here, a football, you know? We're going to play the football. And he goes, oh, really? He goes, well, you know what? I don't have to come in on Saturday either. I'd love to play football with you guys. They go, you want to play some football with us, huh? And he's like, no, I played at the University of Calgary. I was a starter. I was all Western. I was really good. Oh, he was a starter at the University of Calgary, he was. Oh, that's good, Larry. Well, here's what you need to fucking know. A starter at the University of Calgary is good enough to play with a 5-year-old girl in Scotland. And he's like, no, so he just keeps harping at them and gets them. So anyways, on the weekend, on Monday, I guess, he comes in, they're all in, walk over and goes, so did you play the soccer? He goes, yeah. How did it go? just not good, and walks away.
Nice.
It was awesome. Anyways, all right, there's the story that had nothing to do with wrestling.
That was when Mo met the Highlanders. that's fantastic.
So I thought they were Russian.
I remember when, what did I meet? It was,
so that Russian accent, what I'm saying is it's hard to nail down.
I met Scottish rugby players when I was in university down in Lethbridge.
Yeah.
And they were coming to play the Pronghorns because the Lethbridge rugby team was really good then. And there was a Mike Tyson fight. Mike Tyson against Frank Bruno.
Oh, I remember that. British guy, yeah.
Yeah. So, we're watching it, and the bar is packed.
Yeah.
And so we end up being just hanging out with these Scottish rugby players.
Yeah. Right?
And they're bigger guys, and I am, like, 18.
Yeah, so you weigh 14 pounds.
Like, yeah, 80
pounds.
No,
you weigh 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but they're great guys, and we're laughing joking. And then all of a sudden, the one guy looks at me, and he goes, "Do you want to go bare-knuckle box outside?" I'm like, "What? No." I just kept drinking. And he kept talking to me. He's like, "You want to go bare-knuckle box?" "I'll take your money." I'm sure you would, but I'm just going to keep drinking here. That's okay. And he kept going and going, and we had to just leave because he wouldn't let it go. He went to bare knuckle box, everyone. It's hilarious.
The Scottish.
I like the little thing where you're doing the Scottish. You know, like, yeah, that's like where Wall was talking Scottish, right there.
Laddie, here's what you need to know. A University of Calgary soccer player is not as good as a 5-year-old Scottish girl.
And you still believe in leprechauns.
Yeah, that's a great joke.
Laddie,
you're still 37 years old. You still believe in leprechauns.
It's true. I am 37 years old. And I do believe in leprechauns. And Metahoonies.
Well, you should believe in leprechauns. One's on your TV every Monday.
That's true. That's true. Hornswoggle?
Little bastard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brings me to Tatsumi Fujinami.
Who?
Hall of Famer.
What was it?
Tatsumi Fujinami.
No thanks, I just ate.
Okay. I assume he's going to be inducted by Hideo Itami.
Oh.
And Tatsumi Fujinami.
Hideo Fujinami.
Maybe he'll be his manager.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. What's his name again?
Tatsumi Corolla.
Gesundheit.
Mm-hmm. Tatsumi Fujinami. Actually, to be inducted by the Nature Boy. Mm. Ric Flair is going to induct Fujinami.
Why not?
The Hall of Fame.
He carried him for a 60-minute match.
He did. Every night. Sold out.
No, just one night. But it was a night.
You think you know Tatsumi Fujinami? You don't.
Well, you know, I still think we'll get Kevin Nash.
He's last. He's going to be on Monday.
Yeah, and you know what? This is eight. All of a sudden, I'm like, this is great. Like, seriously.
Eight.
I'm like, this is these speeches are going to be fucking great. Like, the Savage thing's going to be incredibly emotional. The Zabisco, it will be great. Nash will be super entertaining, and Sean's inducting him.
Yes,
Bruno obviously will be there with Zabisco.
Yeah,
Arnold's speech is going to be great. You know, will be. I mean, the guy's, you know.
Well, they're talking if Nash is being inducted by Sean.
Yeah,
Arnold going to be inducted by Stumpy.
Lenny. That's Stumpy's a good friend of mine.
Stumpy. You think Sean will tell the story about how when he took 34 Vicodin?
No, that was Scott Hall.
Oh yeah, I'm the most fucked up.
I'm the most fucked. Yeah, but what are you talking about? I took 33 Vicodins. So there was 100 of them. I took 33 Vicodin, and Pac took 33 Vicodin. Yeah, but I took 34. I'm way more fucked up than you guys.
Fucking great. But you've got Sean inducting Diesel to go on last.
Yes,
because they don't want a dead guy on last.
No.
So Savage going second last. You got the.
Well, I mean, even in the middle. I mean, why not? He's yeah. Semi-main middle. It'll be terribly sure. emotional.
Right before the intermission.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sure.
So they can go home after.
Yeah.
But
or JBL can come and tell him to go home.
One of the cunts will do Alundra Blaze, I'm sure. Right.
Women I don't will know. Do Alundra Blaze.
Yeah, who though? AJ.
Maybe I don't know. Yeah.
Then you've got. You got Daniel Bryan. And
Natalya should do, not Daniel Bryan, but Natalya should do
Alundra Blaze.
Yes, that's a good.
Yeah, that's a good fit.
That's a good fit.
Daniel Bryan and Dana Warrior are going to be doing the card.
That'd be actually, because you have two that are going to be very emotional that way. So it will be interesting to see how they kind of build this. It'll be up and it will be like a Mania. You do have to build it like a Mania card. You do
Connor, right, for there. Then Alundra Blaze, right? For the down period.
Bathroom break.
Yeah, bathroom break.
Yeah.
Then Tatsumi Fujinami. He's probably the opener.
Then Savage.
Yeah.
No, you open with Arnold. You open strong. You want that? You want to get the crowd off hot. So you open with Arnold.
I think when you open with Fujinami, you're opening with Ric Flair.
That's true.
With no script.
Oh. You know what? This is going to get fucking Jim Ross fired.
This is. You know what you gotta do though is I bet you the reason you open with Fujinami is so Flair doesn't have time to drink at the bar backstage.
What are you gonna wear to the Hall of Fame? You got your suit?
Fuck.
What are you gonna wear?
The producer actually asked me this yesterday.
Are you serious?
What are we wearing to the Hall of Fame?
Because we're
she saw there was a red carpet.
Well, there's a red carpet. Well, and down below, obviously, all the wrestlers are in suits and whatever. Yeah. But up high, it's just the wrestling fans dressed as wrestling fans.
That's what I said. I told her suits I have nothing to wear. I'm like, yes, you do. You have a Randy Savage t-shirt.
She goes, how many Randy Savage, over and under? 18,000 people there?
Yeah.
Over, under, people wearing Randy Savage shirts?
12,000.
Yeah. You'll be wearing one. She'll be wearing one. I'll probably be wearing one. Yeah.
I'm going to wear a Randy Savage t-shirt and a bow tie.
Mm-hmm. I could wear something else, but I might.
Actually, the producer went as the Macho King for Halloween one time.
Oh, yeah.
She should actually wear that.
That'd be awesome.
She wants to guarantee to be on television, actually. So that's just, her goal is to come up with a sign that gets her on TV.
Seriously?
Yeah.
At Mania or at the Hall?
At Mania.
Oh. We are enough in the hard camera area that we actually could get on, yeah. I suppose.
So we're getting, so I think so far the best idea we've come up with is she's going to have a sign that says, this is my honeymoon, ? And I'm going to have a sign that says, this is my honeymoon, !
That's pretty good. I like that.
That's a winner so far.
That's pretty good. I like that. That's good. Yeah. I think that's good. I don't know if it'll get on, but it might. Might. I mean, they prefer you to actually, like, do something like celebrate a wrestler. You could do something with, of course, you know, Roman Reigns has a new slogan.
Right.
Remember? You could do something with that. That's Put that true. On a sign.
Yeah.
Sign, you know?
Yeah. No, I cunt.
That's not his slogan. It's.
No, he hates the word cunt. That's his gimmick.
No, it's the word can't.
What?
That's, he doesn't like
he can't told, he can't hate the word cunt?
No, he doesn't like to be told that he can't.
Oh, I thought he didn't like being called a cunt. Well, now I have to change my chant at WrestleMania. Which is going to be fantastic when we're chanting, you can't wrestle at him.
You can't wrestle?
You can't wrestle.
It'll be interesting that night. I'm actually interested in that match because of there's so much kind of around it.
Yeah.
Not so much the in-ring stuff, but just kind of so much around it.
Yeah.
So are we going to do predictions on shit here? Are we going to actually talk WrestleMania? Or?
Well, yeah, we're talking about our weekend, though. So we're up to the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
So then we're just going through the list.
Because we're at 44 minutes and we got a lot to get to.
Do we?
Yeah.
Well, here, we said Hogan is inducting Savage.
Okay. Right?
HBK is inducting Nash.
Okay.
Bruno is inducting Larry.
Yeah.
Johnny Ace to do the Bushwhackers.
Okay.
Usos are going to do Rikishi.
Sure.
Flair.
Actually, you open with Keish. That's what you want to open with.
There you go. Tappy.
I kind of wish that Too Cool was inducting him, but that's fine.
Yeah, but it makes sense.
You know, they might still be there.
Yeah, it might still be
there. You never know. Doing the dance and everything, you never know.
Yeah,
that could be
Flair, Fujinami, as I said, Arnold and Hunter.
Yeah,
and then Brian and Dana Warrior are gonna do Connor.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Of the Ascension, and that's the Hall of Fame.
That's the Hall of Fame.
Then we go back to Fan Access.
We
have a 2-day pass.
I know. We might see everything in an hour.
It's true. It's very true. Yeah, but if we want to get any...
It's not nearly as... if you want to get an autograph, you have to line up. Exactly. I'm not a huge autograph seeker,
Could be there for an hour.
So, is Honky Tonk Man going to make that WrestleCon one?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
Oh, remember the story about
make
when he was at
the... Make some noise! Yeah, I need me a new Rey Mysterio mask.
Remember when I was at the expo and I interviewed him, and it's on one of our old We Talk...
Wrestling.
Yeah, it's like a 10-minute interview.
Yeah.
Just did a floor interview at an expo with him, and then afterwards I'm like, you know, I'll take a picture, and I gave him $40, and he was charging $25.
Yes, that's
and
right.
Like, remember seeing just the gears working, and he's trying to figure out a way to milk me for the other $15? He's like, how about I give you 2 pictures and a pitcher? And I was just like, oh, fuck, I don't really want any. I didn't even want one, but I was like, sure! I felt so sorry for him.
I know.
I know, like 12 people got his picture.
That was one of the funniest things.
But this year they're going to have Mick Foley at the expo and Trish and Lita.
Yes.
So I'm going to talk to Mick Foley and fuck either Trish or Lita.
Yes. So let's just recap. You're going to fuck Mick Foley and talk to either Trish Stratus or Lita.
Well, I do want it known that I'll just say this about Trish Stratus, Lita... Or Mick Foley. Mm-hmm. I'd fuck him.
Yeah. It's true. Trish Stratus, good wrestler, but I'd rather see her box. I can't believe they took that sign away.
I can't believe it.
Damn Backlash.
And they took it away from you, and they took away somebody had that about
Stacy. They took
Stacy.
It away from me? I only had, like... 9 beers at that point.
They took it away from you. What's hilarious is they took that away from you, and then at a SmackDown, I saw them take it away from a guy on Stacy Keibler. And then, like, 2 months later, on commentary, Jerry Lawler said it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, unbelievable.
Must have given him the sign.
Probably. Or he walked by and saw this. He's like, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I'll steal that.
How did he say it?
That's fucking hilarious. I'll steal that.
Oh, we have to get Jerry Lawler on the show one day.
Didn't he play Rusev's lawyer?
Back to Access.
Yeah.
No, he's from too far north.
Oh.
Then we're going...
That's true, Cleveland.
Then we got WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
We even know where Fan Access is.
I think we did look it up.
No, we didn't look that one up.
No?
No.
It's close by.
Probably.
Yeah.
So, we got Fan Access, and then we got that WrestleMania thing.
There's a WrestleMania here.
I hear about that. I hear there's a Wrestle. There's a Mania, a WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And then Monday Night Raw.
Well, yeah.
And then we go home.
So yeah.
Then
coincidentally, on the same flight. Even
yeah, that's hilarious.
Separately. Yeah, because you're down there days early, which is why we won't be doing a show next week
down
until we get. Downstairs.
Ah.
Until we get to the expo, at which point we'll either, at WrestleMania, we're either going to do somewhere between 50,000 and zero shows. We'll see how it goes.
Yes, let's see how technology works for us down there.
Yeah.
Down where?
And how much energy we have downstairs.
Nah, we'll be talking about it, so we'll just flip the recording on. These will not be polished shows that you listeners are used to.
No, they won't be as polished as something like this.
No. Well, there may be some profanity.
Well, from the producer.
And you should hear the way Mo has some sort of not politically correct views when the cameras are not rolling. So,
fuck off. Really? You have no idea what I forced him to edit out of last week's show. Oh my God. I was like, no, you can't say that.
Still brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah, because you have no... Well, speaking of which, let's do our new segment.
Oh, yeah. What has Bobby Heenan taught us?
Yeah. What did Bobby Heenan teach me?
Okay. You want to go first?
Okay.
Well, you're looking it up. Why don't I go first?
No, I got it right here.
Okay.
Bobby, you know what Bobby Heenan told me?
What did Bobby Heenan teach you?
He taught me there's nothing better than a good blind referee.
Why?
So, your turn.
Oh, my turn. Well, we all know we've seen WrestleMania 3. And we've seen there was the six-man match.
Yeah.
Pitted Bob Uecker's favorite wrestler, Little Beaver. Lord Littlebrook.
Yeah.
The Haiti Kid. I think it was Little Beaver, Haiti Kid, and Hillbilly Jim. I guess King Kong Bundy.
Yeah.
Little Tokyo, and Lord Littlebrook.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
why do I have fear where this is going?
Well, as I found out watching Primetime Wrestling, Little Tokyo, not a midget wrestler. He's your average-sized Japanese wrestler.
Oh, fuck. Is that what Bobby Heenan
taught me? That is what Bobby Heenan taught me. Yesterday, actually.
Oh, shit.
That's what Bobby Heenan taught me yesterday for $9.99 watching the WWE Network on a prime time from 1986. Fantastic. Fantastic. one of the things that I've been watching these prime time wrestlings from 1986, and one thing that really stood out to me, because in 1986, I don't know, what do you figure, in like 8-9 years old I am, and I actually, they showed some matches from the Canadian National Exhibition, CNE, in front of over 90,000 plus in attendance.
Well, plus 90,000 and two,
right,
including you and Blair.
And you, me and B,
me and B.
And my cousins, a couple of my cousins were down there, my uncle. And
well, you have a big family. You're Samoan.
That's true. That's true. Well, we're smarter than that. But it's... CNE. So I was there. I'm watching this. And I always remembered that, being there, and how successful the Paul Orndorff...
This was at CNE?
CNE.
Not Ubisoft?
Not Ubisoft.
You no. don't... No, you don't... You...
The Cut National Exhibition.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Ubisoft would be stupid. You know, Ubisoft, CNE.
CNE, yeah.
CNE, Ubisoft.
CNE, you next Tuesday?
Yeah, CNE, you exactly.
But I think, I remember how successful this program was.
This program.
And how many people were there, and just the
it's
cage
named after
match.
John Cena, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
The CNE,
yeah.
You can't CNE Stadium. You can't see any stadium? Isn't that
John Cena? John Cena Stadium?
You can't see in me.
You can't. Not anymore. That's probably still around. But
but I'm not parking lot now or something.
Yeah. But they've got... I just remember how successful the program was. I remember the Saturday night's main event with the cage match.
Cena does like that stadium because it spots him. 75% of the letters... on his name, so he has a 50-50 chance now of correctly spelling it.
Yes, that's true. And a 50-50 chance of winning the match.
I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
Well, I also thought, I remember, you know, I saw, in addition to, in the Canadian National Exhibition with 70,000 plus on hand in attendance. Mm-hmm. I remember
70,000 and two.
And two, including B and I.
Yeah.
I remember being able, we were at the one end of the stadium.
In fact, it might even have been 92,173.
I remember pointing at B and pointing up to the top of the opposite side of the building and going, look, it's the wall.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. It was a couple miles away.
There he was.
Yeah, clear as day.
Jerry Toot. Of course.
He's dead now.
But I was watching this. I remember the program. I remember thinking it was great at the time, and I had fond memories of the program. And now being able to go back and rewatch it, I understand why it was great.
Mm.
I'm watching this, and it's so simple.
Ah,
and it's
well, and, so it really and, spoke to you.
Yeah, yeah. I had to watch a couple things over a few times, but then I figured it out. So we pile drove him. Oh, he's the Moondog. But then I watched the Hogan promo. Vince McMahon sitting in the gym with Hogan, talking about Orndorff after Orndorff turned on him. And two things stand out to me. The first one was Vince going, Hulkster, before you start hanging and banging, I just have a couple questions for you. To which the producer goes, well, that's why you say that. She'll say, so if I don't want to do something, she goes, what do you feel like doing today? And I'm like, I don't know, just hanging and banging.
Just hanging and banging. This is also apparently what he said to Bob the Sloth Sponge's wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and the reason he was hanging is, you be soft. But
you know what the pill you take for that is CNE.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a Niagara. It's in Niagara Falls. There you go. It's right by there. But the promo.
Oh, we're still talking about this?
It worked so well. I think that's actually Hogan's best promo.
Oh, yeah?
That I've ever heard. Yeah. Like, it struck me because he recounted all the events. And this was a great package because he recounted all the events, and then they would, when he talked about it, then they would show it. And then he'd go back to him. Like,
they used to do that all the time.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And kind of like when Savage did the lust in your eyes thing, right? Exactly. And they would show it. Same idea. But Hogan's even sitting there going, like, how could I not see this, man? I'm such an idiot. It was right there. Yeah. Right? He said that like four times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's what made it.
Yeah.
Hogan going, I was a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And it's just that shit you don't get with John Cena and you don't get with these people anymore.
Well, it's not just John Cena. I mean, how much? I mean, the only
Hunter.
Hunter. Well, I mean, Seth Rollins came out. Way to sell those injuries.
Yeah.
Like, well, you got the shit kicked out of you. You got DDT. I mean, we said before, Rick Steamboat got DDT by Jake Roberts, was out for 2 months.
Yes.
A draping DDT to Rollins next week, not even mentioned.
Yeah.
Like, plus all the other shit. Like he at least could have been bandaged up and said, I'm going to get you. But no. Like,
yeah, no.
Like, that's there's all those type of things that have hurt the business.
That all this no-selling of nothing is important.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where Hogan was just like, fuck, I'm an idiot, but I'm going to kill you.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm going to fuck you up when I get in the ring. But not for what you did to me, but what you did for all the little Hulksters, brother.
Yeah.
And it was just fantastic. And I'm like, this is, I actually think, honestly, that promo and that feud is what started the massive ascent of Hulkamania.
Well, it was already huge.
I mean, it was already huge.
The massive ascent of Hulkamania was essentially started by Mr. T.
But it carried the wave. Like, you know, we think about Bundy as a pit stop, right? No,
well, that's what I was going to say is that's the thing is, Hulk Hogan doesn't draw 78,000 people to Detroit to take on Andre.
93,173. Well, 75, including B and I.
He doesn't draw the 78,000 to that stadium that day for WrestleMania 3.
B wasn't there. It was my friend Chris. But still.
So he doesn't draw the 93,000 just to shut you the fuck up.
173.
To that 175.
Including Chris and I.
Yeah. Oh, and what about Gorilla and Jesse?
There you go, 177.
So he doesn't draw the 93,000.
That's some sort of record.
Well, I'll do the Pope. But he doesn't draw that 93,177 to Detroit for that match if that program isn't so hot.
It was in Pontiac.
With Pontiac, Michigan.
Not in Detroit.
Whatever.
Pontiac,
Michigan. He doesn't draw that crowd. If he doesn't ride the momentum of that great feud with Orndorff.
That's right, because the Bundy thing just, in hindsight, it flattened him a bit.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
But
that's what, yeah, I mean, that's what made the Andre thing so hot was the fact that he was hotter than he had ever been as a solo draw.
That's right.
That was it, because it's true that, I mean, Hogan used to work, like, not that many days, really, when he was on top.
No.
And then when he was working, like, about 18 days a month. And then he was working about 25, 26 days a month when he was on top with Orndorff because the gates were so high and the money was so high.
You couldn't turn it off.
Yeah, you couldn't turn it away because
60 minutes every night.
They went from drawing like good crowds, like 8,000, 9,000.
Yeah.
Now they're drawing like 12,000, 13,000 every night. So now he's working like 26. And that feud was hot. And it was hot more than one time coming to the town. Like, it was just unbelievable.
Now, that feud was necessitated because Hogan and Harley didn't really draw.
That's true.
Yeah. Because they thought Harley would be the next guy that could draw with him over the loop, and it didn't work. But,
Yeah,
I just saw that.
So can we talk about something else?
Okay.
What else you got? Because I got, like, we got the quick hits questions. We're going to clean up our questions.
Well, and I did get a couple. Somebody asked who
Tatsumi. I got a couple good questions, too.
We got one who asked who Tatsumi Fujinami was.
Yeah.
Kevin Nash, under a mask, right?
Yeah.
So, Tatsumi Fujinami, he wrestled in the World Wrestling Federation, Worldwide Wrestling Federation in the 70s, and then in Japan, and became a Crockett based guy in the 80s. Just a long time. I understand he wrestled in the 80s as Lord Little Tokyo
Average size wrestler, Japanese performer.
In the Rock and Wrestling, he dressed up like Mr. Fuji.
Yeah, obviously.
But didn't get paid a lot.
No.
Because he's a midget.
The thing about him is he was a good draw in Japan. He was not a great wrestler, but he has very good charisma. But it is that he harkens back to the connections with the Fed, like you say, in the 70s connections. So he's just kind of...
Well, is he the reason that the WWF Lightweight Championship is in the Super J Cup? Or was in that
it might be. I couldn't tell you for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Because when Ultimo Dragon, remember, he was holding the 9 belts or whatever, and one of them was a WWF like Junior Championship. Yeah. I think that's because of Fujinami.
Yeah,
taking it over there. He beat Flair, did he not, for the NWA title?
I believe he did in Korea. I think that was
That's right. Him in 100,000.
People. Yeah, I think that was I think that was the match, wasn't it?
I think that was. That's what stands out to me, the Rising Sun show.
Yeah, I think that was the Korea match. Yeah, I know there was a Korea match that obviously drew well.
Yeah,
I think that was
the one. The Steiners were on that show and such. Yeah.
That's one that's not on the network. It's weird. I don't know if it's because it's co-promoted with Japan. They don't hold the solo rights. And there's a few like that.
I don't know.
It's about 10. There's about 10 really kind of cross promotional events that they you would think they would have and they don't seem to.
Yeah, like AAA when worlds collide.
Exactly, right? That's another good example. Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, so Fujinami was around for like 2 decades at least. You know, like at least like as a competitor. I think his best year was probably the late '80s, that like 88, 89 kind of era. I know he beat Vader in a match. In 88. Remember that when Vader was just
Let's put it this way. Vader. I mean, we could keep going on kind of giving you some big stuff. Just watch the package they'll give you.
Yeah.
Just watch the package.
Yeah, on the...
And it should tell you what they're going to do. All right. What else you got?
Also, someone wanted to know, in terms of gimmicks, how someone could agree to or why they would air... this person called a blatantly racist gimmick in Saba Simba.
I don't think, I mean, is it racist? Yeah. Is it any more racist than Kamala? Than
Akeem?
Well, Akeem was another example. I was going to go with more modern than in the, what do you call them? Las Barriquas in the, in the Attitude Era or the New Day Now. Like
The Nation. Of domination.
I don't think the Nation, I think, was a little more cutting edge. So I'll give it, I think there was something there. But I mean, even we were talking about something from, I can't remember what it was. But, Shelton Benjamin's mama.
Right.
Like, how incredibly.
Somebody better call her.
Yeah, like, you're way, or even Brodus Clay and his mama dancing at WrestleMania a couple of years ago. Like, when it comes to their understanding of how to represent different cultures and religious and ethnic groups, the WWE is stuck in about 1965.
Well, and here's
50 years ago.
Here's the other point about Saba Simba is, and you say, how could Tony Atlas do this, right? Tony Atlas was sleeping on a park bench at that point. And a woman...
And this is something we can mention right now. Tony Atlas right now has an Indiegogo right now, if anybody cares to support it, because he can't pay his mortgage.
Yeah.
He literally is looking for your help to pay his mortgage right now.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to save money because he just got the Legends. I mean, well, I guess Legends House came. It was filmed like what 5 years ago, and that's
yeah,
point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But it's a situation where, and he tells a story in his Hall of Fame. Is he was sleeping on a park bench? A woman took him in and got him set up to be a personal trainer. Like mm-hmm. let him and. Vince McMahon then, he like hooked him up, and Vince McMahon, out of the goodness of his heart, quite frankly, if you want to talk about all the bad Vince does, but gave him a job.
Mm-hmm.
And that job was to be Sabu Simba.
I remember it wasn't that long ago, he was with Mark Henry, and he was working in developmental, doing training, and he had a run in WCW as well in the 90s, and you know...
Well, even in and the 80s,
I won't give to his Indiegogo for this reason, is that, you know, it's like...
He made enough money.
Yeah, like, nobody's going to help me if I can't pay my mortgage.
Well, and he's had a couple chances, too. I mean, as I said, I mean, he was destitute
and there
in the
should
late
be,
80s.
There should be ways for him to make money. Still, he should be able to do autograph signings. He should be able... He's a good artist. If you go on Pro Wrestling Tees, you'll notice some different art tees. He did a lot of the art on these shirts. He's really good.
He did that on Legends House, too.
He's not... He doesn't... It's not like he lacks the skills. It's that he lacks the
just doesn't have good money management skills.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he has a lot of skills. Money management, apparently not.
A lot of them. But somebody should help him out. But again, I guess the Indiegogo, I'm like... I don't want to see the guy lose his house. But on the other hand, it comes down to that old saying, right? If you teach a man to fish as opposed
to giving him a fish.
Yeah, exactly. You know, instead of eating for a day, he can
eat
forever.
The thing is...
But what's he going to learn? Isn't he 60-something?
I was going to say, the thing is, from the sounds of it, he knows how to fish.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know what's happened, what's going on. But like you said, there's lots of opportunity out there for him. And so, I don't know what it is that's cause him. I mean, you're gonna lose your house. Well, okay, rent at this point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't know. Or take in renters. Like, I don't know. Something. Yeah.
But that's the story behind Sabu.
It's easy for us to say that, though. But it's just like I say, nobody's gonna help me if I'm screwing up or you're screwing up, right? So
yeah, exactly, right?
Okay.
Especially
do you have
me.
Any more? I got a bunch here. Like I say, we are gonna clean up our inbox.
Our mailbag before Mania.
Because by this time, basically this is the new gimmick. Is towards the end of a month, our last show of the month from now, we're going to clean up our mailbag.
And then
we get a shitload, and I'll just take the best, and we're going to just do them quick.
And you know what the next regularly scheduled show is going to be?
A while from now.
Yeah, but you know what it's going to be?
What?
It's going to be our annual tradition.
Oh, that's right. We're gonna do we're gonna do something for April Fool's.
April Fool's show.
Some sort of April Fool's show.
As I look at a picture of Vince Russo.
Yeah, no
April
fucking
Fool's
kidding.
Show.
Yeah, or we just call it the Russo show.
The April Russo show.
Yeah, no shit. Okay, so this is the thing. So you can send you the emails. You can leave a post. You can tweet us your questions, or these ones are coming mainly from the email, and the email is
Addie, ADDIE at WeTalkWrestling.com.
One more time for those who are slow.
That's Addy.
ATDIE at WeTalkWrestling.com. And for those of them in Memphis.
Addy at WeTalkWrestling.com.
That sounded an awful lot like Russo's lawyer, I gotta say.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
Mm hmm. That was Russo.
Okay, so this is one question I'm going to get to a little bit. Hey guys, really enjoy the show.
Well, who doesn't?
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, exactly. We've seen people from WCCW, WCW, AWA,
Puerto Rico,
Japan, Mexico represented. Why can't somebody whose career was almost completely in ECW but successful have an opportunity at the WWE Hall of Fame in the same way? If so, who would it be? Discounting Paul Heyman, given that Paul Heyman's career is certainly Hall of Fame worthy, but has encompassed many places other than the WWE. Is there anybody who should be the ECW representative, and who and when, and will it happen?
Here's the thing. I didn't really see anything.
That's the question. See?
Ah! There it is.
There it is.
Oh, wait.
Anyways,
fits
that
on
comes,
your screen?
That comes from, yeah, it comes from Handy Jack.
Handy Jack. Ha! Deep thoughts.
I'm sure that's what he's playing off of.
By Jack. So. I am wondering. See, the thing is, when you talk about ECW, and it, like, they're really... When you talked about, like a Sting.
Yeah.
Okay, Sting, now he's in WWF, but only when he's in WCW, right? And so that was it. There really isn't, like, you fucking go up and down. Like, Taz, Just Incredible, Tommy Dreamer.
The best guys all left.
Rob Van Dam.
Like, the best guys all left, yeah.
You know, Rhino. They all went to World Wrestling Federation. Benoit, are the Dudleys Blanco, going in, Guerrero.
The Dudleys are going in the Hall of Fame. Like, there's no question. In fact, I can't believe that given how weak their heel talent is, that they don't have the Dudleys in right now or at least Bubba in their roster, but
yeah.
The Dudleys are going in. When the Dudleys go in, even though they only spent, what, like 6 years in the WWE, like 8 years in TNA,
yeah.
And like 4 years in ECW, in many ways, they're going in representing ECW, despite their other accomplishments.
Yes.
Same for Rob Van Dam.
Sabu, Tommy Dreamer.
Sabu's some guy who he only had a cup of coffee in the WWE and WCW.
Cup of coffee.
And, he was a little longer in TNA. But Sabu's the guy who I go, okay, he's the guy who I'm like, his career and his influence, and it's very influential. You could say it's not a good influence,
yeah.
But he's very influential. He's the guy who I'm like, well, that's the most ECW-only guy that I could see going in. Next up in that would probably be Dreamer. Who yeah. still, was in WWE, but it was nothing, and I don't even know how long. I guess it was a while, but...
Yeah, it was still a while. It was still,
several years.
Still, he was around enough for the reboot.
Yeah, exactly. But he's still a guy who's...
7 years
he's probably I don't think of him as a... I don't think of the Dudleys or RVD as ECW guys anymore. I think Taz will eventually end up back in the WWE family. I don't know if he goes in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But Sabu's a guy. If I'm going to say who's the ECW representative, I say Sabu, and then maybe Dreamer. Sabu's far more worthy.
The thing is like, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's more.
It's not going to be Sandman. It's not going to be Balls Mahoney.
The thing is, though, when you're talking about.
Not going to be the franchise, frankly.
No.
Even though
God, no.
That was the highlight of his career.
Yeah, but no.
But
it's a highlight of a non Hall of Fame career.
Well, by WWE standards, he could go in the Hall.
Oh, yeah!
Exactly. He could go. Holy fuck, look at the levels went off this scale there. But he could go in the Hall of Fame. Don't get me wrong, but he wouldn't go in the Hall of Fame and be highlighted even as an ECW guy. Because there was enough other stuff there. I don't think he'll ever go in the Hall of Fame.
I think if Shane Douglas went in, he would be highlighted as an ECW guy.
Not as well.
He wouldn't be as a dynamic.
Well,
dude,
more than he wouldn't be. He
as Dean Douglas.
Not as much as Sabu. Because Sabu's whole thing is. Yeah.
No, that's Sabu.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, they've got Tatsumi Fujinami going in this year. So, they have a midget division now. So Taz could go in. Just following that. What about
Little Person Vision?
Midget.
Little Person.
That's what I said.
Little Person.
But I don't know. Well, they're calling it the Hunter's Dick Division.
Almost tiny.
Yeah, it's really short. But I think...
And chubby.
Here's the other thing, is who do you think will be the first guy, or is there a guy, maybe seen as the guy, but who's the guy that, because we don't have one yet... Because it's too soon. You think of when they got the F out.
Yeah.
2002?
Yeah, it was about 2002, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 2002. So we're 13 years
in
the F out. We have not yet had a Hall of Famer that has not competed in the World Wrestling Federation.
John Cena didn't?
Because he came in as they got the F out with the Ruthless Aggression, did he not?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Like, that's the whole thing. Maybe Lesnar hasn't, was a WWE guy.
Yeah, obviously Punk would deserve it, but that's...
but it's just...
yeah, like...
Like Hunter, Taker, all these guys that still have yet... Rock, that have yet to go in...
Yeah.
Are WWF Attitude type guys. There isn't anybody that... There isn't, John Cena's your heads and tails guy that's going to go in to the Hall of Fame, never being a federation
wrestler. You're right, yeah.
Just weird to think about that.
That is weird. That is weird. All right. Do the Killer Bees have a podcast? Not that I know of.
I think it's called Get Me Some Honey.
I don't think so. Does Kevin Sullivan have a podcast? Yes, he does. It's over on MLW.
Really?
Yeah.
From what I understand, though, it's very short.
It's also very short. It's also very short.
There's he could go in the Hall of Fame.
He could easily be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But yeah, he does. He has a really good little podcast over on MLW. They have a lot of good stuff over there.
When you're
done listening to our podcast, looking for that next free podcast, go over there. You can find some good stuff. His might be in the member section, but it's like $10 a year or something ridiculous. Yeah.
But Sullivan could go in the same year as Taz. Because, like, he could stand on Taz to get to the microphone to give a speech.
And they still need one more person.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's Sabu.
Okay, who's better, CM Punk or Bret Hart? Now, we did do a blog about who was a better, one of our numerous blogs. Speaking of which, the Undertaker blogs should be, one more will be up soon. I hope to get the other one finished about his career history up before we go for Mania. It'll be tough. Otherwise, we're going to come back.
Ubisoft? It'll be tough.
It'll be tough.
We Talk Wrestling, known for our blogs.
Now, we did do one, like you say, who's a better talker between Punk and Hart. But I think this guy's asking...
Overall,
who's better. It's really close. Yeah. Like I say, Punk's probably the little better talker. Bret Hart's the better wrestler, but Punk's still really good.
Bret.
Career, you have to just say overall importance and everything. You have to go Bret.
Yeah.
It's close, though.
I don't know if it's close, necessarily.
But Bret, it is Bret.
It definitely is Bret. I mean, you also have to look at Bret career spanning, two decades.
Yeah, that's one thing you can say for sure, right?
Punk, right? Yeah. I mean, the longevity was there, and you think about the Hart Foundation winning the tag team titles in 1987.
Yeah.
And then the screw job happening in 97, the Goldberg kick happening, 2001?
2001.
Yeah.
So, yeah, before that, I mean, obviously he had a great run in the independence and stuff and territories.
And his big comeback match against Vince.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, so tell me about Diesel's run as a champ, and tell me, did they actually use Diesel Power as a marketing campaign?
Yes, the new WWF generation run on Diesel Power.
See, I remember it being like something he said and a slogan he had and maybe a t-shirt, but they actually used it for the...
The new WWF generation, new WWF generation, it runs on Diesel Power.
So Diesel's run as champ, he was a poor drawing guy. But a lot of that was that he was given... They went from the same route. They took a big guy, but they went the same thing. Now, put him against monsters, like had worked against Hogan. The problem was that Hogan's monsters, he was working against...
We just went through why Hogan worked. Hogan really did not go against monsters outside of Bundy on the run-up. Because the one-man gang and those and the Kamalas and the such didn't really happen until you had your Harley races and your Orndorff feud, and then you had your big Andre the Giant. And the one-man gang, I believe, was
Bundy on was first, but then you had Giant. But I mean, he did face one-man guy, Earthquake, a Big Boss Man. They did put him up against those giant guys.
After he got going.
Well, it was after he got going, but I mean, I think it's more that those guys, when we talk about Earthquake and Big Boss Man and Bundy, they're much better wrestlers than the big guys that Diesel faced. And he's facing Sid, who was awful, and Mabel, who was
and
awful.
Bundy.
And Bundy, who was much older.
15 years later, yeah.
And that's a big part of it, is that the guys, he really was facing... But it was the same thing. His opponents were not built up properly, and they were not good wrestlers.
It wasn't that
And he didn't have anything on the undercard to support him. So that's kind of Diesel's run.
The thing with Diesel's run is that Diesel's run also came out of the blue.
Yeah.
Diesel's run was Bob Backlund. He was a tag team champion with Shawn Michaels as a heel. And then all of a sudden they
turned him face. Ascension,
turned him face. And then
it was rushed.
Yeah. And then
he was
4 days
down your
later.
Like he was an example of a guy who was shoved down your short, your throat. He was very much... And that reigns kind of...
And in a record-setting 7 seconds, Diesel, your new world heavyweight champion.
And it was just... There was no time building him up. B, his opponents sucked.
They weren't over, and they were awful in the ring. Combination.
I think the thing was that Diesel...
And the undercard sucked,
didn't
too.
Have that steam.
No.
And then you're just going to throw him against big guys, and they couldn't figure out why it didn't work.
Look, the dissension starts, and then he turned, okay? It wasn't like, and he was sort of popular in turn, but then he's champion. It wasn't like the slow burn of Batista's turn, which worked so well, right?
Exactly.
Like, it wasn't the opposite of that. So let's move on here.
Okay.
Who started the low blow in wrestling? No idea. I mean, it's a heel tactic from...
As far as I know, Kelly Kelly.
Why do they give low blows on women? I think it's more of a comedy spot.
Yeah, it became a comedy spot.
And why did Eve Torres give Zack Ryder a low blow?
I believe because she's a cunt.
Literally, that was it. Yeah, if you remember back to that angle, was that just that... Because all women in WWE, we talk about the portrayal of minorities. The same thing with women are so horribly portrayed. They're just all Jezebels and manipulative and this and that. Like, it's really behind the times. It's
so
stupid.
There's some reality.
Well, it's certainly the reality I think that Vince has largely faced.
Yeah.
So I think that's really what it was that Rita Moretti. She couldn't not be... Yeah, exactly. She couldn't not be... manipulative and catty and behind her back. So that's what it was. She gave Zack Ryder was trusty and liked her, so it was just cheap heat.
And you know what the main reason, why did she give him a low blow? The main reason was so that she could wear a women power suit with a skirt and glasses and be that Stacy Keibler-esque sex symbol. That was it. That was the part of it. That was pretty much the main reason.
Yeah. Was the Sting Joker face paint in WCW?
No,
that was in TNA. You could have done that before because Joker's been around forever. And that look, but that look really got popularized with the old company
TNA.
With the movie, the Heath Slater portrayal. So that's what it was based off of more than the book.
Back when TNA was around.
Yeah. What happened to Richie Steamboat?
He's set to come back.
Yeah. Funny enough, he is. It was like a back injury or something.
Back and neck. Yeah.
And he's been gone for, what, 2 years?
At least.
Yeah.
Probably 2 years.
Who was he feuding with at the time when he went down? It was somebody...
Leo Kruger.
Was it Leo Kruger? I thought it was somebody from the roster who had come down or something.
No, it was Leo Kruger and then...
Who's now Adam Rose.
Adam Rose and then it might have been Cassius Ohno.
I think you're right. I think it was Cassius Ohno.
Because Ohno challenged...
And didn't his dad make some appearance with him or something?
Ricky, I was going to say. Back. Yeah. So
it's funny. I mean, they're going to bring him back. And you know,
literally.
I hope he's fine. And I hope he gets over. But I looked at him and went, I think they want him to be Ricky Steamboat.
Oh, yeah.
But he just doesn't have it. To me, he's a guy who would be really good on a PWG and not good in the Fed. Not
if he was healthy... not a bad choice for the new Uso.
No, it's true. If he was and good enough,
yeah.
Bigger star, Hulk Hogan or HBK?
Hogan.
Hogan's bigger star than everybody.
Yeah,
I mean everybody. Who won their match? We talked about this, I think, last month a little bit.
Hogan.
It was gonna be Michaels, and then Hogan last minute refused to go out unless they changed it.
Yeah.
And what does Sean think of Hulk Hogan now?
I think he probably privately thinks he's a dick, but also privately thinks that Sean himself was a dick at some point, and probably at this point, being a hunter and at peace with himself, doesn't really give a fuck.
Yeah, I haven't heard him publicly say anything about Hogan since all this went down, and that was years ago. That was like 2006, 2007, something in that range.
Five, maybe.
Like, it's a long time ago. I haven't heard him say anything. I mean, we've seen them together on Raw. Like, remember when they're in the ring and they're picking their guys for the Royal Rumble and this and that? And,
yeah, that's right. And they got face to face.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
I think Sean is. I think Sean.
You don't want a piece of me. You're right. You're right.
I think Sean is so at peace with himself that I don't think he holds. I just don't think he carries any of that stuff around
anymore.
He just doesn't
give
a feeling.
Fuck, yeah.
No, to him, that's petty stuff
from
the past.
And even in that 24,
which is good, healthy for him.
That network special 24 that went at WrestleMania 30. And they had Rock and Hogan and Austin going over the lines, and Sean come over and like, that was fucking good.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, it was hilarious. The Christian guy. That was fucking great. Yeah. But yeah, I think that Sean is very much... Yeah, I don't think Sean has any problems with him. How old is Ryback? I don't know. I mean, what year was his Tough Enough?
Yeah. Again, I mean, probably 2005.
I mean, that would be an easy Google search. Yeah. I don't know if you want to. So, he could have done it himself.
Yeah.
I don't know why asking you. Lazy son of a fuck. Wouldn't it be easier? Are you going to look it up?
Yeah, I'm going to look up.
Yeah, okay. I'm guessing 34. If I was to make just a guess. What do you guess?
Is the Ryback.
If you just look at his Wikipedia. 33. If you just look at his Wikipedia, you probably get it on his Wikipedia.
Get it on.
Because his Wikipedia will state it. Yeah. This is good radio while you're trying to get your internet to work.
Yeah, on my
fucking phone. Why don't I do it?
Because I have Shaw Wi-Fi and it sucks dick.
Oh, I fucking hate those guys.
Yeah.
Remember when they fucked over my interview with Jake Roberts?
Yeah.
Fuckers.
No, Ted DiBiase.
He's 33.
He's 33.
No, it was Jake did the interview. Yeah, 33.
I thought it was DiBiase.
No, it was Jake. DiBiase refused to, hadn't heard of us, and didn't want to do an interview with us without checking with the WWE office first.
Oh, so that's why he didn't do it.
Yeah, that's what he did.
So he had heard of us.
Yeah, probably had heard of us, exactly. We know people there listen. We have thousands of listeners, so.
Hundreds of thousands.
Well, okay. But we didn't bother asking Virgil. It's fucking Virgil. How was the King Mabel versus Undertaker feud?
Awesome.
No, it was not. Like, what? Seriously, it was brutally awful. And it gave us that broken Undertaker face. I think it legit... Wasn't his face legit broke?
Legit to quit.
And it was...
From a leg drop.
From Mabel literally did fuck up and break it. And he got that fat.
And you gotta remember, Mabel's like 25 here.
Yeah, he is. If that. He might even be younger. He was very young.
And
very inexperienced. Very green. Yeah.
And I mean, Mabel won...
He'd already feuded with Diesel, though.
Yes. Well, here's how it kind of went.
He went the feud from Diesel to the feud for this, actually.
Yes, he did. Mabel won the King of the Ring.
Yeah.
Beating The Undertaker in the first round.
Did he?
Yes. Because Kama Mustafa came in and interfered. But so that was it. He had beaten The Undertaker once. And yes, then he went to the SummerSlam against Diesel. And then that peeled off to Undertaker and... it was Undertaker and Mabel. And then it was kind of fucked up because Undertaker and... Yokozuna and Mabel were double-teaming The Undertaker, causing the... That was the storyline that caused the injury.
That's right, yeah.
And so then the most fan-friendly president in World Wrestling Federation history, Gorilla Monsoon, then made the match at the In Your House in Winnipeg, Mabel against Yokozuna.
This is all in 95, right?
This is all in 95.
Okay, Stop
it right there.
Stop it right there, and you'll know why in a little bit.
Because you're being Howie Meeker?
No. Oh. So, wow, that's a reference.
Yeah.
Wow. What does, and we might have answered this before, I don't think so, though. What does Pillmanized mean?
It means that you use the chair to break someone's ankle. You wrap the ankle into the chair and you stomp on a chair.
Yeah.
That's what Austin did to Brian Pillman.
So you got Pillmanized. What's the hottest cat fight you ever saw?
Tyson and Austin. I think it would have to be one of the Tori Wilson Don Maries. I think they were pretty good.
I like the ones in ECW. They were just so sleazy.
Yeah,
the skirts were riding up, and they're wearing thongs.
Beulah and Kimona or whatever.
And everything with Francine. So I'd probably go with one of those.
Okay.
Actually, I think there was a Francine and what's her name? Tammy Sitch.
Oh yeah.
One that was I was like, oh, that was kind of hot.
Francine could do it if they're looking for a chick when they run out of chicks and it's just ECW in like
just
5 years.
Just ECW, because she was in WWE for a second.
Well, for the ECW brand, right?
but then Vince said she's not good enough looking to be on our TV because he's an idiot.
Well, she was a lot older then.
Yeah, I guess. Best wrestlers to, and I think you wrote a blog on this. I know you did. Best wrestlers to never get the championship belt. I presume he's talking only WWE.
Yeah.
Just the way the championship belt, the way he put it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the first guy that comes to my mind is Rick Rude. Then I think to myself,
Curt Hennig.
Yeah, Curt Hennig, DiBiase.
Yeah, DiBiase.
Yeah. Those are kind of the guys here.
Razor Ramon. Think about that, what he was in that time period.
Yeah. The timing was just never right. I think he would have gotten it if he had stayed, for sure.
Yeah.
I think he would have. In fact, I'm not so sure that Henning wouldn't have got it if he hadn't got hurt.
I don't think he would have.
Maybe. When Brett had it, I think if he had been around the whole time.
Oh, I see healthy, what you mean.
I think he might have. In that range.
I don't know.
Instead of Sean being the guy that they were kind of elevating at that point.
I don't think so. I think that Sean was politicking, and you had you also had a situation where like Brett, as I said, I don't know how many times, Daniel Bryan is Bret Hart.
Yeah.
Because like Brett was just the guy they kept going to because whatever they tried sucked.
Yeah.
And they had to go back to steady Eddie Bret Hart, and he was always waiting there.
Yeah, and the crowd always accepted it.
And the crowd always accepted. But they, I mean, in reality, as much as we talk about Bret Hart, 5-time World Wrestling Federation champion, they wanted Yokozuna, didn't work, so they went back to Bret. They wanted Diesel, didn't work, so went back to Bret.
Yeah.
Like, there's just all of these reasons, and Brett was a placeholder because Hogan was gone, and they had to move into another direction, right? And that was,
He wasn't a placeholder. Hogan was supposed to put him over and didn't, and this just fucked up. Is it still recording? We still got it going here? It looks like it's still going. Okay, good. Yeah. All right. It just scared me for a second there. Okay. But yeah, if I only had to pick one, I'd go with Rude. Rude would be my first pick. Then DiBiase, then Henning. That's my top three.
I would actually go with DiBiase first. And, I don't know.
Those three are great picks for it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
How did Hogan get in Rocky III? I think the horror story this week is that he had the same agent as Mr. T. I think that's the story this week. It's I've heard, like, you know, it's Hogan, right? And he's full of bullshit.
Well, I think the story with how he got it in was that he was waiting for a call for the George Foreman grill.
But I believe that's the latest story I've heard.
Yeah, there was a story going around that he was telling a few years ago that Dixie Carter got him a role. And in Rocky III.
That's possible.
So
yeah. I've seen images of Sting walking around covered in blood. What was the deal with that?
He used to just blade heavy.
No. I'm gonna tell this story. Come on.
Oh, well, this was during the Millionaires Club New Blood.
This is Russo at his most assholeness.
Yes.
Like, what a talentless fuck.
The established stars against the New Blood, as they called it. And this was Vince Russo's attempt on his comeback to essentially do whatever World Wrestling Federation did. And so Gangrel and the Brood used to have the blood bath where it would come down from the ceiling. Well, Russo goes, oh, I know how to do that. And WWF had stopped doing it. So then WCW did it.
Was it a Vampiro thing? Or was it just a New
Blood? No, it was a New Blood. It was the New Blood. Right. And the problem, though, is that however they had it all set up, or whoever they got to do it, was the low-rent version of whatever WWF did.
Of course it was.
And it was
WCW.
They would miss.
Yeah, I think the people spots. They would drop it at the wrong time, and the people weren't standing in the right spot.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. Like, the guys would, they would have this thing gimmicked to fall. It would fall and miss the wrestlers, and the wrestlers would have to sell it anyways.
Well, and roll into it.
And it was also something where one time I remember it getting on Russo and the wrestler equally, and it knocked out the other guy, and Russo got the pin in a match, and it didn't affect him at all. It made no sense.
Yeah.
But anyways, Sting got this on him, and he was so upset
that he
decided to never shower again.
Yeah.
And just walked around like that.
It was stupid. But what happened was, how it started was Sting in the middle of the ring said, I don't know. And then this slime came down.
Yeah. It doesn't work like the word can't.
You can't do that.
It looked good Monday, man. Or, you know, like, really, his promo on the network was good, very short. But he looked really, like...
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that. I'm really looking forward to seeing him there.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. It'll happen, hopefully, only the one time.
They're going to have a go, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah. So you'll fuck it up, as you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I hope not. I mean, they don't need to do any more with that, really.
No.
I
understand, though, what they're planning on doing is Hunter is inviting Sting to the White Castle of Fear.
Oh, yeah. All right, so did Ultimate Warrior take steroids?
Yes.
Fucking right. In fact, human growth hormone, and he was even busted for it. Also,
there was a time
he even admits it.
There was a time, I think, in 1990. There was a time in 1991 where the Ultimate Warrior took nothing but steroids. Yeah, like, he didn't eat. He took steroids. Like, yeah. It's breakfast. It's steroids. Like,
but I wouldn't be. Yeah, I mean, him and Davey Boy Smith. That's why they were let go at one.
He had like you had steroidios. Were cereal.
How big was Shawn Michaels' ego?
Well, let's put it this way. It's inversely related to the size of Triple H's penis.
You know what's funny? That I don't even think his ego was ever that big. I think it was that he was so insecure. The big ego was his... It was like a cover. Shield.
Yeah.
It was a cover. And why
Roman
was he
Reigns,
so...
Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose.
Yeah. It was his... Yeah. And why was he so insecure? Well, I don't know. That you have to ask him. Why do you call Miz a cocksucking motherfucker?
Well, that's mostly because he is.
That's right. It's something you came up with, and it stuck because it fits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the cocksucking motherfucker fits, wear it.
Was AJ Lee actually GM in 2012?
Next question.
Yes, she was. It sucked. Is Steve Austin wrestling at WrestleMania 32? I want to know, because I want to know if I should plan to go.
We'll plan to go, and tickets won't go on sale until, like, November.
You might have to start saving up.
So start saving up. And then if he doesn't wrestle, guess what? You have savings.
Yeah, that's true. If I was laying odds, I'd say 15%. Does that mean you still shouldn't go? Fuck, it's Mania. Go. Yeah. Have a good
He'll
time.
He'll be there in some form of fashion. Exactly. It's right in his backyard.
This is a great question.
Oh, good.
Who is better, Sid Justice or Ultimate Warrior? And did Warrior get high? And was Sid selfish?
Well, let's just see. Let's start. Well, who was better? Well, the Ultimate Warrior, I think, was better.
I would go Warrior was better too.
Because,
yeah,
because
think
of
about
the intensity.
That.
Neither
think
one of,
about that.
Well, neither one could work, but no. They had the intensity and the presence. Yeah. I think Warriors. And did Ultimate Warrior get high? No.
He was busy taking steroids.
Well, there was that, and he couldn't get high because Sid was so selfish. He bogarted it all.
That's probably true. Yes, Sid was a selfish motherfucker. Yes. who are the biggest douchebag wrestlers of all time? That's my first guy I think of when I think of who really probably is the biggest douchebag wrestler.
Yeah.
Ole Anderson.
Yeah.
Like, he's an asshole to everybody. He fucked over a lot of people just to push his friends. He fucked over people within the company for power and money. And just, like, Ole Anderson, I think that he's probably the biggest douchebag of all time.
Probably only because he wouldn't really admit it to this day.
Yeah, that's another thing.
You know what I mean? Like, Shawn and Diesel and Razor, they were douchebags.
Yeah.
But they'd tell you that now.
Yeah.
We were fucking douchebags.
Yeah.
We might still be.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Maybe they'll tell you that.
Exactly. Yeah, but we were, and we probably
there's
still
a lot
are.
Of guys. Like, you think of, like, Lex Luger.
Yeah.
At the end of WCW, when him and Bagwell are rolling around selling to the, whatever, Jindrak and O'Hare or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, it really hurt. They won't leave the ring. And, like they're being douchebaggy baby dicks, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure, again, that they would admit to that now.
Exactly.
Right?
And there's a lot of
but
guys.
But I think that's why Ole tops the list, is because he
I can't think of a bigger one.
To his grave. And not admit that he was.
Yeah, there's wrestling's full of them, but I can't think of a bigger one. This is what I was trying to get you stop about the Undertaker thing here. Tell me about WWE in 1995, and was it any good?
Ah, no, it wasn't. Actually, shouldn't say it.
Well, no, it wasn't.
Actually, no.
It really wasn't.
I'm like, yeah, but there was. No, there wasn't. Diesel was champion. You did have the Shawn Double J match, but... I mean, then Shawn, of course, vacated another title without losing it.
Well, Bret Hart was your in many ways your biggest star, but they had no direction for him.
Well, Bret Hart has said 95 is Bret Hart being Daniel Bryan because
yeah.
I mean that's WrestleMania 11
yeah.
where you had that match we talked about last week, the useless fucking match with
last month.
We talked about last week.
Was it last week?
The
okay.
the
Bob Backlund one.
Bob Backlund.
Yeah, you're right. We talked about
with Roddy
week,
Piper.
Yeah.
You had him fighting then Hakushi.
Yeah.
Newcomer, it was a
good matches, but
great matches, but yeah, no,
really directionless. Yeah, Jean-Pierre Lafitte.
Jean-Pierre Lafitte.
So you had your biggest star and your most popular guy over in this, and being used kind of poorly. They didn't know what to do with them. The tag team division at this point had
not hot and heavy.
had fallen off. Yeah. Like they were at a point where they were stuck with some talented undercard guys that were really green, and a lot of guys who weren't really workers on top who didn't know how to work, and meanwhile, and gimmicks that were out of date.
See, 90...
It was a bad year. 90... Like, go back and watch the Royal Rumbles in 95 and 96, and you'll see the lack of depth and understanding right there.
And the thing is you also had, this was a transitional time where, like, most of the resurgence of the World Wrestling Federation in the Attitude Era came from WCW casting away. It's ironic, WCW casted these guys aside, the Hunters and the Austins and the Foleys
to bring in the bigger stars.
Hogans and the Savage and the Halls and the Nashes, yeah. Which took them to a certain degree, but then WWF scooped in and used these guys. And the Mark Merrows at the time, that they got looked good. But the thing was, is, like, until the wheels fell, until we got hurt. But then, 95, you didn't have that yet.
No.
It was that...
But on the other hand, I don't think 96 would have been so good. 97. 96, towards the end, starts to get the momentum.
Oh, yeah.
97 is very good. 98. And all this wouldn't have happened if they hadn't been so bad and directionless in 95. Like, it actually was important.
Yeah.
You know, that it sucked.
Because you got to hit rock bottom.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of which, did The Rock and Undertaker ever have a major feud? They had a lot of matches, but I can't think of a feud.
No, yeah. Not a major feud.
Tons of matches. Good matches. Yeah, pay-per-view matches. All sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
But they were always just came together for a little while.
For the belt.
Usually. Yeah, it was never like you know, I mean, his feud, like Undertaker's feud with Edge and Lesnar and Batista, or like Rock's feud with Triple H and
Kurt Angle and Austin,
yeah, like these were the they really didn't ever have the major feud.
No, they never did. They said they,
which is actually kind of funny.
It was all about the belt.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So,
and the base.
The belt. No title.
Okay. What did Okada have to say about his time in TNA? I don't know. He's Japanese, so he probably wouldn't say anything bad. Probably just be polite and say, it was a learning experience, and I moved on.
You're Japanese, so whatever he said, I have no idea.
Yeah, I really don't know. But, I mean, I think that's probably it.
I believe it was Ching Chao Ping.
Yeah. Fuck. Where was it Sable painted her breasts, and why? And was she actually in Playboy?
She was actually in Playboy. The hands being painted on the breast was a bikini contest at In Your House Fully Loaded of May of 98. May 22nd, 98.
Fucking guy.
But yeah, that's what it gets, Jacqueline.
Yeah. And the funny thing about it was they've totally made a huge deal about it because it was just painted hands on her breast. But Jacqueline actually flashed the crowd really quick. And Mark Merrill's like, oh. And the camera caught it and everything. And the guys had to, like, not sell it. Because, and the crowd didn't really see it, but the camera saw it. And the announcers did. And they were, you know, Jerry wanted to, but you couldn't sell it because it was supposed to be lesser than what Sable did. But it actually was more, like, sexy and revealing than what Sable did. Because it was actual nipple.
Yeah.
And she did it on purpose and it was kind of something. And this is the question, and we actually got asked this, and I can't believe we're going to answer it.
Okay.
Even the way he wrote it here is not the nicest, but...
Oh, good.
What diva has the biggest tits? Oh. I don't know if
currently? Of all time?
I don't know.
What are we talking about?
I would say...
Should we do both?
Yeah, I would say currently it's... probably Carmella in NXT, I would say.
Really?
Probably, yeah.
I'm trying to think of
one. Yeah, hottest chick in the ring.
On the roster.
Bada bing, hottest chick in the ring, you know that chick.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
I don't know.
What are you thinking about? Probably Nikki on the main roster?
I don't know.
Or Rosa Mendez, actually.
Maybe. It could very well be Rosa.
Let's say
the
Rosa
hottest Mendez. Is probably, I mean, Nikki has a very great sex appeal. The hottest, best look is probably Emma or Natalia's looking really hot lately. Paige is very hot. But yeah, I mean, they don't have the same. It very well could be Nikki right now, but...
How about all of Alicia the times?
Fox, all time, it is probably Jacqueline. They were, like...
What about BB? Barbara Bush.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah.
That was their whole gimmick.
Yeah. I still think it might be Jacqueline, but it could be Kid BB. Yeah, and Sable's probably my number two that I would think of and,
yeah.
as really... And what was her name? Candace Michelle.
Right.
Were really...
And Ashley Massaro.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I would say Jacqueline's were, like, the most, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Spent a lot of time on that question you didn't want to answer.
Well, when you start thinking about it, memories start coming in, nostalgia, you know. Yeah. What was the first cage match?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I think, and don't get me wrong, but I'm just guessing, or I shouldn't say guessing, but I heard that it started with the original Sheik in a studio show in Detroit, in like on TV.
That totally makes sense.
That
would make sense.
That's
but
what I believe.
I would again suggest you Google it and look it up. Somebody probably has it or in some book or something.
I'm not going to.
No, but that's. And here's a question we got asked. I presume that this guy screwed up our email or mixed up his questions.
Okay.
But we got asked it, and so I'm going to ask it of you.
Okay, like
and you can answer it. What happens every 8 years starting from 2008 in astrology?
I believe that's a waxing Gibbons.
I believe it's a waxing off, waxing on Gibbons.
Yes.
If you want to be specific.
I think that's... In recent astrological times, that's when Stephanie McMahon has a good creative idea.
She probably has the biggest hits now.
Probably. That's true.
That's actually a question somebody said. What happens every 8 years starting from 2000?
That's when Stephanie McMahon has a good creative idea.
Yes, that could be right.
Is that it?
All right, that's it. So you want to send us more 1 month from now. Well, if there's anything really good that we want to get to, we'll get to it right away.
Yeah.
On our Twitter at We Talk Wrestling.
Yeah.
Or, of course, you can email Addie, Addie.
You can.
At WeTalkWrestling.com at any point with these. Or leave a comment in a show if you want. Sometimes people do that. That's a little less, or even on our Facebook, which is?
That's a facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling.
Yeah, I think we're OUT, aren't we?
That is it. So I think...
on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Radio, Apple, that good shit.
Yeah. So that's going to be it. So in the meantime, and actually in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, are we off air?
Of course.
Oh, cool. So I'm pretty sure people will find that to be, I don't know what you think, but I think they're going to say that was the definitive rundown of WrestleMania 31 as a preview.
This was the ultimate preview.